to understand why so many things in the lab are just so delightful. It's, but I just think that that's.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect.
Did you know that Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM has its own app? The Wave Farm radio app, available for both iOS and Android, allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wave Farm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, the installations in the Wave Farm Art Park, and other partner streams. And you can also find us on the Bloomberg Connects app, where you can explore the Wave Farm Art Park installations and the Pomotsitok Wak Kulistok, an indigenous sound walk. Plan your visit and learn more about what Wave Farm has to offer at wavefarm.org.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rhodes Adler of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
So investing in local community spaces and media is more important than ever right now. And Wave Farm's WGXC Radio for Open Ears is fully committed to providing a platform for independent perspectives and creative expression in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. And in 2026, we're working to ground our WGXC Catskill Studio as a nexus point for our community to create, learn, and come together. And we need your help. So go to wgxc.org/donate now to make your contribution. As always, we thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, December 10th. Local early morning temperatures range from a merciful 23 degrees in Medusa to 29 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. We have snowfall expected this morning. A dusting should be on the ground by sunup. An inch may accumulate by noon. Then temperatures tip over the freezing point and snow turns to rain. Some freezing rain may occur. Travel could get tricky this afternoon. By dark, it should be all rain and we get a high temperature of 37 degrees at 6 p.m. Now, if you are up on the mountain, you should avoid the changeover to rain with a daily high temperature of 30 degrees. That means you're looking at about 2 to 3 inches of total snow accumulation. Precipitation ends by midnight for everybody and we get a low of 26 degrees. Tomorrow will be colder and windy. High temperature of 29 happens at noon. Up in the hills, you may see a dusting of snow. Overnight, we get a low of 22 degrees. Friday will be dry and partly cloudy with a high of 32. Saturday will have a high of 33 and possibly light snow all day long. Sunset today will be at 4:10 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 15%. Plasma winds will be slow at 383 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty good with a level 2 noise floor. There are low chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 134. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And there is still time for you to show some love to that community radio you love to leave on in the background all day long. You know, it just wouldn't be the same without us. Help us keep the lights on by heading on over to wgxc.org. Click on Donate and become a sustaining supporter today.
Find you once more. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments December 9th on whether money contributed to a political party for certain campaign expenses can be restricted. If the High Court overturns a 2001 case, it could open yet another torrent of special interest influence in federal elections. National Republican Senatorial Committee versus FEC attempts to strike down spending limits by party-affiliated groups as a violation of free speech. While national political parties can make unlimited donations to a candidate, they are limited in what's called coordinated spending by the party for the candidate, which can include renting venues, sending mail, or most importantly, advertising. The current case law stems from 2001, when the court upheld limits in FEC versus Colorado Republican Federal Campaign Committee. The Citizens United and McCutcheon decisions later gave rise to super PACs, to which donors can give unlimited amounts of money but theoretically can't coordinate with the campaign, called independent expenditures. Campaigns sometimes use redboxing with PACs by hinting on their website at what is needed for advertising and campaign support. The court's far-right justices have consistently advocated for overturning limits on campaign spending. It's possible that some of the billions going to super PACs could shift to party coffers, but it's also possible that even more special interest money could flood federal elections. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1915. That was the day the 1 millionth Model T rolled off the Ford assembly line in Highland Park, Michigan, near Detroit. Henry Ford started Model T production 7 years earlier. For nearly 20 years, the Tin Lizzie served as the first affordable vehicle, opening up travel and leisure to a new middle class. Ford refashioned the packing house conveyor to develop the assembly line. Before production moved to the sprawling modern River Rouge complex, the Highland Park plant was considered the factory that changed the world. Ford's ambition to produce cars for the multitudes extended to his workers. As part of his campaign to beat back organizing drives by the industrial workers of the world, Ford instituted the $5 day at the Highland Park plant. For auto workers, buying a Model T, even with the $5 day, was not so easy. The $5 day actually amounted to $2.34 in wages and an additional $2.66 a day in profit sharing if Ford determined the worker was actually living right. Investigators from his sociological department visited workers in their homes. The routine intrusions into the personal lives of workers away from the job included determining spending and cleanliness habits, whether they drank or smoked, whether they were married or single, the state of the workers' marital relations, and family values. Workers who failed these home inspections were given 6 months to shape up or be fired. Ford ruled young single men, women, and blacks completely ineligible from the wage program. For a time, employee turnover plummeted and production increased. But wartime inflation and deteriorating working conditions all but killed the $5 day, which ended in 1921.
I strain my vein for giving all this time to make it dime. Rob my life, isn't that a crime? You build me with all your ill will and all the joy you send to the core. Get my sight back to to the vision of my mission. I got my mojo moving righteously to set me free. I got my mojo moving righteously to set me free. Time will tell who is well to be and to see that the vision of my mission is respected, selected, and elected. I got my mojo moving righteously. I got my mojo moving righteously to set me free. If you wanna join the coin of luck that should have struck decades ago, the time has come to choose the path of soul and mind. I got my mojo moving righteously. I got my mojo moving righteously to set me free. After hour, I strain my veins, forgiving all the time to make it done. Rock my life, isn't that a crime? You build me with all your will and all the joy you send to the core. I've got my mojo moving righteously. I got my mojo moving righteously to set me free, to set me free. Time will tell who is well to be and to see that the vision of my mission is respected, selected, and elected. I got my mojo moving righteously. I got my mojo moving righteously to set me free, to set me.
Time now for your good news for a good planet. DIY solar independence. Once a country heavily reliant on fossil fuels, Germany is now at the forefront of a solar revolution. The nation was hit hard by the sudden drop in Russian petroleum exports at the start of the Ukraine war, resulting in skyrocketing energy costs. In response, new regulations and better solar technology is allowing all German citizens, even apartment dwellers, to go solar. Enter the Balcony Solar Panel, which has taken Germany by storm, with over a 500,000 units installed across the country in 2024. Costing as little as $200 and boasting easy DIY installation, these systems are making renewable energy accessible to everyone. Landlords can no longer block installations, and with subsidies in play, the solar panels pay for themselves within 3 years. Each unit generates about 900 watts of energy, just enough to charge a laptop or small refrigerator daily, which adds up over time. As well, large-scale solar farms now power over 60% of Germany's peak hour electricity needs, reducing even more carbon emissions. This multi-pronged approach is democratizing green energy to reach the country's clean energy goals. Because it's not just about reducing Germany's carbon footprint, it's also about empowering German citizens to be part of the solution. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hundreds of sensors mounted to road signs and telephone poles across New York City are gathering data, not about people or traffic, but about flooding.
With climate change, there's a projected increase in the amount of flooding, both due to high-intensity precipitation events and also due to sea level rise.
Andrea Silverman of New York University's Tandon School of Engineering helps lead the FloodNet project. Her team works with local residents and city agencies to identify streets and intersections that are prone to flooding during storms or high tides. In those spots, they've installed about 300 solar-powered sensors that use ultrasound to detect and measure floodwater. The data is transmitted in real time to a public online dashboard so people can see which areas are flooded and which roads are still safe to travel.
So if there's a road that they typically use, they may need to know, is that road currently accessible? Can I pass through it, or should I wait until floodwaters go down?
Emergency services can also use the data to respond faster when flooding happens. And over time, this highly specific information reveals exactly where flooding is worst, helping the city target flood prevention projects where they're needed most. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
These are dangerous times.
Light me up until I see you again. Where you I see, light me up. I can see your past, I can see your future. Light me up. Where you I see, light me up. Let it be as one as all as me. Light me up. Spread the keys of the light. Light me up. When you see the mountains, you see the sky, you see the light. Don't ask why. When I see you again, I see the light. You see the light, you see the light. Light me up. And I have waited, and I have anticipated how it will feel to have all this light. Light me up. In the darkest of nights, see the light. Light me up. And when I change my mind and decide to be kind to everyone I find, and when it becomes contagious, so outrageous, to be the rule of the land, the art of the heart, so contagious, so outrageous. Light me up until I see you again, where your eyes see. Light me up. I can see your past, I can see your future. Light me up. Where you I see, light me up. Let it be as one as all as me. Light me up. Spread the gaze of that light. Light me up. When you see the mountains, you see the sky, you see the light. Don't ask why. When I see you again, I see the light. You see the light, we see the light. Light me up. And I have waited, and I have anticipated how it will feel to pull all this light. Light me up. In the darkest of nights, see the light. Light me up. And when I change my mind and I decide to be kind to everyone I find, and when it becomes contagious, so outrageous, to be the ruler of the land, the heart of the heart, so contagious, so outrageous, so contagious.